Over the last few times, we've laid down an amazing yisod, a wonderful idea. There's a problem with the siagasa, with taking wide steps. What's wrong with wide steps? It's good. The problem with wide steps, again, is that it shows that you're only looking at the finish line. All you do want to do is get to the end, get to your tachlis, get to your destination. What's wrong with that? Because that shows that you don't appreciate that all the steps along the way, in all of our ways we love Hashem, and all of the ways, every step is important. And a chacham, a talmud chacham, Jews on Shabbos, we appreciate that every little step is important. And we take up siagasa that shows we don't appreciate like that. And we said that amazing, amazing statement last week from one of the tzaddikim, that what's the most important mitzvah? Whichever one you're doing right now. That's the most important mitzvah, whichever one you're doing right now. But what we didn't explain so much was how does Kiddush, and we said that when one does take up siagasa, the Gemara tells us takes away part of our eyesight, which we explained was part of our vision. We're looking at things the wrong way, the wrong outlet, the wrong outlook, not excuse me, the wrong outlet maybe also, but then with the wrong outlook, and we say it gets fixed up. The Gemara says by Kiddushin Debei Shimshu, by drinking, Rashi says drinking the Kiddush wine. What does Kiddush wine have to do with anything? What does Shabbos have to do with it? So in terms of Shabbos helping the problem, I think we can understand a little bit, because Shabbos is all about Emunah, right? In the world of Emunah, what do we proclaim on Shabbos? We haven't mentioned this point enough in our 33 times together. Shabbos, Bikaron, is a day of Emunah, it's a day of faith. It's a day when we remember that Hashem created the world, and we're not the Baalim here, we're not in charge. He's in charge. Maaseh Bereishis, we go back to that, remember that Hashem made the world from nothing. That's what Shabbos is all about. In a world of Emunah, everything makes sense. Every step makes sense, because everything is driven by, right, in, God forbid, a deterministic world where God's not involved, so the steps don't make so much sense, perhaps. But in a world of Emunah, when we fuse ourselves with the belief that everything's from Hashem, then of course every step we take is so important, because everything's bashkacha, as Rabbi Hussein always tell us. But what does Kiddush have to do with it? So I'm not absolutely sure, but I'll tell you an idea I had last night. The Tzvi Meyer brings down from Tzadikim an amazing thing. How many words are there in Kiddush or Bosai? 70. There's 70 in the Kiddush of Friday night, 70. Problem is, when I count it, 72. I don't know that. I don't know how to deal with that, but it seems an idea which is brought down from many tzaddikim. If anybody, maybe Yom HaShishi is not counted. I don't know. And it starts with Vayichulu, and he lay there, saying honestly. But for sure, many bring down this idea, and he definitely goes with it strong. So we're going to be somech on him right now that there are 70 words of Kiddush. Now, what's the relevance of 70 in general? Where do we see 70? Let's think. Where do we see 70? Got 70 nations of the world, right? We have 70 core neshamas of Klal Yisrael that were in Mitzrayim that began the Jewish people, 70. And of course, we have members of Sanhedrin. We have 70 facets of Torah, Shivim Panim LaTorah. Shivim Panim LaTorah. And in fact, as a side point, something to ignite your Kiddush, ignite your Shabbos, ignite your Kiddush. But T. Meyer says that at the time of Kiddush is an amazing emanation, amazing flow of Torah coming into a person. A person can become a Kli for Torah. And all of his Torah of his 70 years, is coming through somehow at Kiddush. I don't know what that means exactly, but it's definitely something a person can be mesarah to. It's an amazing time, Kiddush. It's an amazing time of elevation and emanation. And one gets a shaychus to Torah specifically at the time of Kiddush, because Shivim Panim LaTorah. Okay, but back to what we're saying, I was thinking that 70, what's 70 all about? We spoke about 7. 7 is always a complete set. You have the Ruchnis and the Gashmis, 7 days of the week. 70 is obviously a more complete set. And if you think about it, that's really what it is. There's 70 Panim LaTorah, 70 nations. It means the whole, not randomly, like the United Nations has 132 countries, and next year 133, they want to make 134, we want to stop them from that, right? That's random. That's random. But when Torah says there's 70 nations, that means there's 70 core members that all make a difference. Shivim Panim LaTorah means 70 facets of the Torah, means to get the whole expanse of Torah, right? If someone knew all of those 70 Mahalchim, he would be a Talmud Chacham Shalim. For sure, there are levels past that also. But you get the whole picture. 70 core neshamas means those were each one made a difference. And each one was specific and special. So maybe that's a little bit of a remiss to this idea. That the idea of the siagas is that it takes us away from remembering each individual thing. No, every nation of the world is important. And each nesham is important. And each aspect of the Torah is important. So the idea of 70 is also showing this idea that there's a completion to things, and there are many, many different parts to a complete amazing idea which fit in, and maybe that's how It's a tikkun for the idea of psiyagasa, which shows you don't recognize the different parts. All you're looking at is the whole and not the sum of the parts. Okay, happy Purim.